This week on Raiders All Access, it was a tale of two halves at Mile High Stadium.
Rivera open! He's got it!
Five sacks, just a typical day at the office for Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack almost got it. He's fumbled the ball!
Plus, we go holiday shopping with the silver and black.
Now I'm back pushing heavyweight. You see the buggy? We ain't playing everything heavy over here.
That and more as we look at the week that was on Raiders All Access, starting right now.
This one's for you, man.
People talk about the nuance of the quarterback position. It's just as nuanced in terms of being a great pass rusher.
Second and four, Denver on their 29-yard line. 1:56 to play. Here comes Mack, and he's going to get him again. He got Osweiler for his fifth sack of the game. He is killing Michael Schofield. Ran right around him and sacked him to tie a Raiders single-game record with the Hall of Famer Howie Long.
To me, he's an elevator player. His elevator's on the second floor, and it's a six-story building. Or he's an iceberg player. What you're seeing is 20% of what he can be. I think that elevator has another 3-4 floors to go, and it's an exciting prospect to watch that happen.
Welcome to Raiders All Access. The silver and black snap an 8-game losing streak against the Broncos, their first win against their division rival since 2011 after a historically bad first half. So what exactly did Jack Del Rio say to his team at halftime?
Well, we just collected ourselves, and I talked about the fact that I believe in the men in that room, and that we had to go out there, if we truly believed, we had to go out there and just express that by the way we played the last 30 minutes and go give them a full 60 minutes.
Was it any different for you because it's your former team, because it's a defense, one of the tops in the league, that you actually put together to get that win? Was it more special?
There are some games that are a little more sweet than others, and that certainly fell in that category.
We know Michael Rivera is coming off a clutch performance on the football field, but what about Michael Rivera performing his favorite Christmas song? So why don't we go favorite Christmas song?
I would have to go with Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, wait, now you have to sing it for me. And if your sister has the chops, then we know that you have the chops. Just a little sample.
I don't have the chops, but...
You hum him?
Mary, did you know?
There wow, it is right there. I've never even heard that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
A thing of beauty. Multi-talented. That's good. Okay, real or fake Christmas tree?
Oh, definitely real. Got to have the real smell. Got to bring it in. Make the mess all over the floor with the little pine things. Mm-hmm. Got to have a real one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The worst gift you've ever received, or you can go best gift as a child, as an adult?
Best gift would have to be probably my first bike.
Awesome. First bike. For Christmas? Christmas morning?
Yeah,
that's
Christmas
big time.
Morning. Oh, yeah.
Favorite family Christmas tradition?
Favorite family Christmas tradition? Just getting with everybody, just getting with the family on Christmas Eve and, being excited to wake up the next morning and open presents and just being thankful for life.
Will your family be out here for Christmas Eve? I know you have a job to do.
No, they won't, but I'll be catching a nice little plane flight after the game,
okay,
so I can go see them.
And they'll be watching and cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Final one here. Now it's time to put a player, a teammate on blast. Which player could play the role of Santa Claus?
Oh, definitely Lee Smith. Lee Smith with the big red beard. Just put a little Santa Claus hat on him. Be perfect. He'll fit right in.
Michael, thank you so much. Happy holidays to your family. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
In the community this week, Donald Penn and his teammates took the children of the East Oakland Youth Development Center shopping for the holidays as part of a shop with a job.
We gave them $200 a piece, tax-free, so they don't pay taxes when they go up there and pay.
She's a good shopper. She got toys and a bike. She know how to budget. I'm taking notes from Taylor.
Raider linebackers did their part this holiday season, taking some of the less fortunate children of Alameda County on a shopping spree at a local Target store.
We're doing a little shop at Target. Everybody gets $150 to spend. They can group up and get something good together, their siblings or something. So we're having a little fun.
Let's welcome in now the host of the official Raiders podcast, which you can find on iTunes or Raiders.com, JT the Brick. And JT, I have two words for you, Khalil Mack. He was unbelievable, tying a franchise record. Didn't surprise a lot of people. We knew he was capable of that. But go back to that second half and the Mack attack that we saw versus Denver.
That was the greatest regular season performance I've seen in Raider history, with all due respect to Howie Long. A matter of fact, Nicole, I talked to Rob Martin, Raider legend, this week on the Official Raiders podcast. He had the greatest defensive performance in Raider Super Bowl history. As you know, Super Bowl 15, three interceptions, and he couldn't stop talking about Mac. The fans all over the global Raider Nation are still fired up about it, and it's been awful quiet on my radio show in Denver this week because Denver fans were in shock. He had more sacks in the second half of a football game than Ndamukong Suh, the highest-paid defensive player of all time, got this season so far. He was dominant. He was bull rushing. He was coming off the edge. And, Nicole, what I liked the most, there were two of the sacks where it looked like the ball was going to come out and the play was over, and Mac didn't quit. He still went after Osweiler. It was an epic performance. And I'm telling you, it's only going to get better. He's going to do this again at some point in his career.
So let's look at the Packers, specifically their signal caller, who returns back to the Bay Area. He spent his college days at Cal, but he's never played at O.co. This isn't the Aaron Rodgers, or at least the dominant Aaron Rodgers that we're used to this season. What do you expect out of him and the battle on Sunday?
Well, I expect a big game out of him. I want to compare him to a basketball player in LeBron James. Steph Curry is having another MVP year, but a lot of people think that LeBron James is the best basketball player in the world. I think that of Aaron Rodgers. He lost the MVP this year for a couple of bad games, but arguably he's the best football player in the world. He's in the prime of his career. Now, if you would have told me at the start of the year that Derek Carr would have a better completion percentage, pass for more yards, and have the same amount of touchdowns as 28 coming into this game, I wouldn't have believed it. But Carr is playing at a level like Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is exceptional at extending the play. As Jack Del Rio talked about, he can scramble and take off and not only run for first downs, but run for touchdowns. He's got the best arm in all of football by a long shot, and he can keep that play going. So his receivers, like Richard Rodgers at tight end, and especially Cobb and James Jones, can have another second or two to get open. He's very dangerous. I think the Raiders have to contain him in the pocket and sack him a number of times because Aaron Rodgers, I believe, is the best player in the entire NFL.
All right, it is time now for your Bricks pick. What is going to be the difference maker in this one?
Well, it's going to be Charles Woodson. And I haven't gone to Charles in a couple of weeks, but Charles is ready for this. Charles won a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers in 2010. If there's one guy in that locker room that wants to win this game, it's C. Wood. He picked off Peyton Manning. You mentioned, Nicole, that Aaron Rodgers hasn't played in the Coliseum in his career. How about Woodson with another interception in front of the black hole, holding up the game ball and winning this game? This is a monster game for the Raiders. Another big step to get back to 500 and then try to run the table. Yes, I'm talking about running the table to the end of the year, but it's got to start against a team that the Raiders haven't beat since 1987. Six in a row for Green Bay. Del Rio doesn't care. That's old news. Let's get a win. I'll be there on the sideline Sunday. Can't wait to see the Raider Nation heading into the holiday season.
Yeah, and hopefully Aaron Rodgers is in the gift-giving mood, at least when it comes to the Raiders defense. JT, thank you very much. Happy holidays. So the Raiders face the Packers on Sunday, then a short work week as they host the Chargers on Christmas Eve. Have a happy holiday and go Raiders.